The Swedish language portion of Sweden's new citizenship test, which was expected to be ready by autumn 2027, could be delayed even further. Stockholm University is in charge of creating the test. However, the university's president, Hans Adolfsson, says the current deadline doesn't give them enough time to ensure the test's quality. He tells Swedish Radio News it's not possible to deliver something half-finished at this point and that it needs to be tested on larger groups. Migration Minister Johan Forssell, however, says he's confident the university's already been given enough time to create the test. Sweden's efforts to tackle climate change are going to be tested in court. The environmental organisation Aurora is suing the state for the second time. Members of the organisation sued the state for the first time in the autumn of 2022, but at that time the court declined to try the case. Now, the second time around, it's the association itself rather than the 300 individual members who are suing the state, and that case has been given the green light to be heard by Stockholm District Court. Sweden's climate minister Romina Pourmokhtari declined to comment on the proceedings, but says in a written comment Sweden's emissions are expected to be lower this year than in 2022. Residents of Kallinge in southern Sweden impacted by PFAS contamination in their drinking water won't get state compensation. That's according to the Chancellor of Justice, a government authority that represents the state in legal disputes. The reason is that during the short period of time the damages claim relates to, the municipal water company in Kallinge had filtered the water, putting PFAS levels below what's permitted under law. A previous claim from Kallinge residents also didn't result in compensation, as the statute of limitations had run out. The PFAS contamination came from firefighting foam used at a nearby airfield that seeped into groundwater. The chemicals are highly toxic and increase the risk of a number of illnesses, including certain cancers. And finally, it's summer, a time when many leave their homes unattended for extended periods. But police in Halland have some tips to trick potential burglars while you're away. Halland police in the southwest of Sweden suggest not posting vacation snaps on social media until you get back home, and asking someone to pick up your mail or mow your lawn while you're away. They also say it's good to make it look like someone's home by not cleaning too much before you go away, or by leaving a half-finished coffee cup somewhere that can be seen from the outside. And those were Friday's headlines from Radio Sweden. I'm Michael Walsh. For a more in-depth look at what's been going on in Sweden this week, you can find the latest edition of our long-form podcast, Radio Sweden Weekly, in this same feed. We'll be back with more news on Monday. Bye for now.